We're going to turn next to this morning's other main news, the new rules governing how banks deal with those in mortgage arrears. According to the latest figures, more than 95,000 mortgages are in arrears of at least 3 months. And as we heard earlier from our economics correspondent Sean Whelan, the central bank hopes that the new code will force lenders to take action on this issue. With us is barrister Vincent P. Martin, who's a spokesperson for New Beginning, the group which works with those in debt. We know that the banks have been dragging their heels, reluctant to cut a deal with those in arrears. Will these rule changes make any difference, do you think?
I don't believe it's a game-changing moment. The mortgage arrears issue emerged in 2007. By the middle of 2008, everyone knew it was a full-blown crisis. I see a direct connection with your previous main feature. I'd like, on behalf of New Beginning and our thousands of clients, to commend Paul Williams and his team for shining a light and revealing an arrogance which pervaded and a disdain for the people. And that, I have, unfortunately, have to say, is alive and well in some of the banking institutions. I hope it's a defining wake up and smell the coffee moment which will galvanise and unify borrowers' resolve, because that is the solution. To answer your question, no, the time for talking is over. It's action is what we need. We need to face up after a half a decade, stop talking about codes, tinkering with issues, face up to the issue and fix it for once and for all. That's what we need to move on. Prolonging the uncertainty, living in suspense, kicking the can down the road, old codes, new codes, moratorium replacing moratorium, temporary reprieves, stopgap measures is mere window dressing.
Right.
It cannot resolve the problem.
If you don't then believe that this new code, that it will lead to any deals being cut, do you fear that it might lead to a rise in repossessions?
That's been overly hyped in one of the front pages of today's newspapers, that repossessions to commence in October. With respect to some of the commentators, they are not on the front line. To institute proceedings, there's a whole number of steps that have to be taken. Service of proceedings, entering appearance, maybe raising particulars, delivering a defence, hearing, then an appeal hearing, and now in the new legislation, the judges will have power to adjourn it. So there's no immediate risk to borrowers.
Right, so people shouldn't be overly concerned. But by the sounds of things then, you don't reckon that these new rules, that they're going to make any difference at all?
They're not a game-changing moment. They're a delaying distraction which will not help making any meaningful progress. The banks enjoy buying time. This is playing into the bank's hand. It's keeping borrowers in no man's land. Borrowers running for shelter to the nearest cover to grasp an unsustainable sticky plaster solution. Banks are trying to crush borrowers. Make no mistake about that. So you must think positively and think collectively in a strategic way. And there is a way out of this.
All right. Listen, we'll have to return to it another day. But thank you very much
for
joining us
this morning.
There is a way out of this
and we must fix it.
Vincent P. Martin, thanks indeed. 14 minutes to nine. More in a moment.